and we had it for supper. Because she liked it. But I always kept a yellow tail on the side on South Street.
Something along that same line.
What?
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
It's rancid. Old.
Say you have a thick, sour milk that you kept on hand. What do you call that?
That clabber.
And what do you make from that? That is from clabber.
Cottage cheese. Yeah.
What is baked in a deep dish and it's made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple pie.
Would you ever call it a cobbler?
Cobbler. Peach cobbler, apple cobbler, pear cobbler. Yeah, that's right.
I think somebody has a real good appetite, which I usually do. And you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Or anything else?
Vittles. Yeah, I've heard the word vittles.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you put over a pudding? A sweet kind of liquid that you put over pudding or maybe over ice cream. You might have a chocolate or a caramel or butterscotch.
Dolls.
Dolls.
What would you call food that's taken between regular meals? You just
snack.
You go to breakfast at 7 o'clock, usually in the morning. And what do you do when you breakfast? What's the process of as you take the breakfast? You says you might say, I will what breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning? I will want it, or I will actually have it, or the process of taking it in, you say, I am. Would you say eating?
Eating my breakfast.
Uh-huh. And you say yesterday at that same time I had already
had breakfast.
Would you say eating breakfast?
Eating. I just can't eat good at all today.
I think maybe part of it might be my fatigue, and I'm not.
And those fellas say I'm deep.
Because of the weather, too, I think
they have it. And all my eating and things at the table, I'll tell you, I don't ramble off about these two old soldiers. One of them lost his right leg at Chickamauga, the other lost his left leg. And I had three of my father. My father was 4 years old. Had a watermelon. Thank Davis watermelon. That saved a homestead. Every 3rd of July, right at sundown, Mr. Finley and Mr. Sanders would get off from the house separate times. Mr. Finley was a little more prosperous than his horse, and he would spend the night with Johnny and Ross, that was my father and mother. My father said he went to work at age 4, put corn. The corn had a grist mill. Water ground grist mill. And it did. It saved. My grandma lost nearly everything she had. She had a few acres. About a little over 4,000. But, and there's a cousin fellow named John Charles Glass, 15 and 16. My grandmother gave each one of those cousin fellows a section of ground. Left her place. Today in the park, and it's still 17 acres. James A., his great-great-grandson, had that. Charles Glass kept his a year and sold it.